I'm happy now to welcome back to the show Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and he joins us often to speak about animals. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having me on board.
And Athene Westergaard is here. She's owner of the Caswick Gallery, which is on Water Street. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, there's an exhibit this weekend, part of which is notable because some of the proceeds are going to the animal shelter. What's
yes,
it all
they
about?
They are. Well, we are a relatively new gallery. We opened actually a year ago on Canyon Road and then moved at Christmas to go to Water Street. And everyone in the gallery is an animal lover, me especially, because my son and I just rescued a chicken when I was visiting him in China.
You rescued a chicken?
Rescued a chicken. We were in Guilin, and we were on the Lee River taking a cruise and got off, and we were going to the bus, and there was a chicken on the side of the road all trussed up, ready to be slaughtered, purchased and slaughtered. And the chicken, the hen, actually, had just given herself up, very, very limp. And we looked at it, and I thought, oh, my God, the poor thing, what a sad thing to see. We got into the bus, and we kept on looking behind us. And suddenly, my son jumped up, and he said, that's enough. I've had it. My son is a monk, and he doesn't believe in eating animals or killing animals. So he jumped out of the bus, and I turned around. I thought they had already slaughtered the chicken. But what had happened was the six-year-old son had started to play with the chicken. And he was throwing him up in the air and tossing him around and hitting him on trees.
Poor
and
guy.
Just abusing the chicken. So I turned and I watched my son. My son grabbed the chicken, and then he started to lecture the group. So this is an American, head shaved, in a monk's tunic.
Speaking
Chinese.
Chinese, okay.
Fluently. Talking to this crowd that had gathered around him. And basically telling them how cruel it was to the animals and how could they do this. He asked them one very important question. If this was your mother, would you do this and eat her? And they answered, yes, we would. And then he must have asked them how much they would sell the animal for, because I saw him whip his money out of his pocket. He gave him 100 yuan, which is about $18. And he came back on the bus with the chicken. So we had a hen on the bus with us. I luckily had a piece of cloth that had just been hanging around. And for whatever reason, I decided to take it. And I wrapped the hen in the cloth. And the other Chinese people on the bus said that they were very impressed with what he had done and that he had done the right thing. So we brought the chicken to the hotel, found a box to hide it in because we had to smuggle it in, found a grain store so we could get some grain. And the hen stayed with us for 2 days until he found a family that would take care of it.
That's wonderful.
That was.
And as a pet?
Supposedly as a pet on a farm. So I said to Spencer, we can only take this so far, and you give it to someone, and then whatever happens. I hope the hen is happily laying eggs, but one never knows.
Direct interaction for animals.
And if they eat it, at least that they don't torture it first.
Well, I think it's a hen-laying chicken, so that it's valuable for them for laying eggs. So hopefully it can live its life. Yes, live its life and happiness in a Chinese farm.
So what are you showing at the gallery this weekend?
Well, we are showing a local artist, Alice Bailey, and she's, as they say, a Santa Fe favorite. She does a lot of jewelry with glass beads and semi-precious stones. I'm actually wearing one of her necklaces.
And she does dog necklaces?
She is doing a special, something special for this evening, because part of the proceeds of the evening are going to the animal shelter, and she's going to be creating a special line of animal collars for cats and dogs and maybe ferrets, whatever.
Oh, okay. And they're for party animals.
Party animal collars, yeah.
They're very cute.
They're really unique.
They are very cute and colorful. And they're going to have, I guess, a pun on celebrities. One is called the Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall. Instead of Lauren Bacall.
Right.
And then David Himes, who's a Maryland-based craftsman. He does custom woodworking. He has created some gorgeous tables. And he's come up and he's brought his new tables, his new line. And if anyone purchases anything, he is willing to transport them to their home for free.
So all of this is happening at the Caswick Gallery at 203 West Water Street here in Santa Fe, and some of the proceeds go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Yes, and the opening reception is at 5 p.m. on Friday, and there'll be refreshments and also music by classical guitarist Hunter Beck and violoncellist Michael Cott. I guess they're local celebrities in some ways.
Well, excellent, and I want to thank you both very much for being here. Ben Swan of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and also the, it's not the Barkin Boutique, that's the one up in...
Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Look What the Cat Dragged In, which is the resale store right near the satellite clinic of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, right near Outback Steakhouse.
A very fun place to find anything you want. And now I've been putting really kind of clever little photos on our Facebook page so people can try to figure out what they are, because we get such unique things, and some things are very confusing. So it's a little game that I'm playing that you get a little bit discount when you go in. See you there.
Excellent. Good. Well, thanks both for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.